It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Today we're going to talk to Elmo City Mayor James Wynn. They just did or did not, it depends on how you look at it, have the elections there. They canceled them. We'll talk about that coming and how that all worked out. You know what? It's right around the corner. Snow season's here. Mayor Wynn, how are you today?
Doing good, thanks.
Very good. Let's get right into it. How are things going in the city of Elmo?
Going really well. We just had our town trunk or treat and had some people come out, had a good time, had some creative trunks, and gave out a few prizes, had donuts and hot chocolate at the town hall, so it was a good time.
You know, and I think that recently, it seems like in the last 3 to 5 years or so, trunk or treats have really just kind of taken off. And I get the reasoning behind it. It's a lot more safe to do it this way, and kids kind of can hit as many as they want, and you know, parents are right there. They don't have to look out for cars, that kind of thing. Is that kind of what you're hearing from the people over in Elmo when you guys do these things?
Yeah, it's a good thing. It keeps the kids a little more safe, especially the smaller ones. That's mostly what it's for. But we all ages come, and it's a good time. We like to do it. Elmo's kind of spread out. You got the center of town that's got a lot of houses, but then as you go out further, it kind of gets spread out. So it gives those people that are in the outskirts a chance to come, and they can participate in some trick-or-treat kind of stuff. So it's
right.
A good thing.
And it just keeps it all centralized. And like you said, you had snacks and hot chocolate, and everybody just kind of came in and got together as a town and did one last outdoor thing to have fun before the snow flies, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Hopefully the snow will fly. And let's talk about that for just a moment. You guys, you do some snow removal there by the town, but you've got a couple of county roads that come through there. And everybody's good to go as far as snow removal is concerned. You guys are set?
Yeah, we just bought a new sander last year. We wanted to use it, but there wasn't much snow. So hopefully this year we'll be able to use our new sander and keep the roads cleaned up and safe for everybody.
All right. I had mentioned really quickly at the beginning there that you guys didn't have to have an election. And, you know, for better or worse, I guess that's a good thing, right? Tell us why that all happened.
Because we didn't have anybody running against anybody else, we canceled our election. It saves the town money because we didn't have to pay for that to be mailed out and people to vote that way. So we canceled the election, and there wasn't any write-ins or anything available. So it was just you guys get who put in, which was myself and Stoney Jensen was the other.
Well, and the other thing about that, too, that you look at is it's not just a matter of saying, okay, we got to cancel it. Do you have to get, like, approval from the state to do that? Or I know you always have to put a notice out, but does, like, the state have to say, yeah, you're okay to go ahead and do that? How does that work?
It was through the county, and, yeah, we talked to them about it and got their approval, and then we had it in a town meeting for people to talk about it, and so we addressed that and voted as a town council to cancel it.
Because if I can remember correctly, I think there was a couple of towns in Emory County. I believe you and Huntington both did that, didn't you?
Yep.
And those were the only two. But yeah, if nobody's running against anybody else, there's really no reason to have an election. You already know who won, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, okay. So it's the status quo now again for a little while, which, as I was saying before I came on the air, you and I were talking, that's a good thing.
Yeah, hope so. I hope people think it's a good thing.
Everybody's happy with what's going on in Elmo, so you get them for another 4 years, so that's all right. It's no worries. And will you guys have another election in a couple of years? Do you roll over your council seats that way?
Yeah, so they'll be in 2 years. We'll have another election.
Okay.
And we're always interested. We did have one that went vacant with this election, so we will be looking for someone to appoint to that position in the next month or so. So anybody that's interested can let us know, send a letter to Delina, our town secretary, and we'll get them considered.
All right. So looking for another council member coming up in the next couple of months over there in Elmo City. And let's wrap up. This is something we've been talking about for the last 2 or 3 months is, you know, the issues that you guys were having with the town dumpsters. It's you know, it's so it saves people a trip to the dump. But you were having some things going on around the dumpster that wasn't really in the county or the city's best interest, weren't you?
Yeah, we had a little bit of drug activity, and so we've been able to build a fence that we contracted with somebody. They did a really good job. It was Daryl Guyman. He built us a good fence, and it's pretty big area, so and we're able to monitor that now, so that way we don't have any activity going on there without us knowing about it. They will be open on Fridays and Saturdays from dawn till dusk, and then on Tuesdays, dawn till dusk.
So there you go. It sounds like you got a simple solution there to the problem, and hopefully everything will work out all right for you. All right, Mayor James, I think we covered everything. That should take care of it, shouldn't it?
There's one more thing I just thought of.
Go right ahead.
We actually were able to acquire an ice skating rink, and so we'll be setting that up when it starts getting cold, and we'll have some ice skating down at the park this winter. So,
well, there you go. One more thing that people can just stay right there at home and have some fun. Mayor James Wynn of Elmo City, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate you.
All right. Appreciate you, too.
All right. Take care, and we'll talk again soon.
All right.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.